Chapter 92. The friendship among the four of them had grown past the initial stages. Steve was from Bloomfield. Connie was his high school sweetheart. Steve's family did not really exist for him anymore. His solution was to just make Connie's family his. It had happened naturally. Steve was a lifer at the phone company, and he had done well. From his perspective, he no longer really had to work. He just had to make sure that things got done. Steve was very good at that. He found Connie's stories about what happened at work amusing. Now that Stephanie was engaged and living in Hoboken, and Stephen had graduated and started a solid career, the work stories took more center stage. Steve and Ron shared Giants football. The Giants were playing the Minnesota Vikings. "If Collins lets Tiki have the ball and a place to run, it could be okay," said Steve. "They looked good last week, and you know that guy from the Jaguars." Steve paused for a moment. Ron said, "Brunell?" Steve nodded and said, "That guy can be a pain in the ass." "I know," said Ron. "I always enjoyed watching him play because he's a lefty, but I am pretty sure I wouldn't like it against the Giants." Ron and Celeste had brought Keats. He was entranced, sniffing in the backyard and going down to the inlet of the lake. Ron suddenly moved down the stairs and said, "Pup." Keats stopped and turned and sat. "You can't go in the water." Ron walked to the dock, pointed into the water and said, "No." Then he walked back to Keats and hugged him and came back to the table. "Do you think he'll listen to you?" grinned Connie. "I hope so," said Ron. Celeste shared a grin with Connie. "He will. Keats knows Ron's the boss." They looked at Ron and started laughing. Ron looked at Steve for help. "That's your bed," said Steve. "Try some of this trout. You like trout, right?" "Sure," said Ron. "But you smoke this, right?" Ron took a piece and Connie said, "We're thinking about getting a dog." "What kind?" said Celeste. They were still researching that. Ron said, "We're thinking about getting another dog, too." When it got chillier, they moved inside. They loaded some of the pictures that Ron and Celeste had taken to convince Connie that she would enjoy a cruise. She was uneasy about motion sickness, but Celeste had an opening that she knew was going to work. She showed Connie the itinerary from the cruise they had booked. "We fly to Venice, spend a day and a night at a hotel there, then we board the ship and basically sail out into exotic islands and beautiful weather. And we get to see Italy. We fly home from Rome." Celeste had her, and she knew it. Connie looked at Steve. He smiled and said, "It's up to you." "Well, if I'm ever going to do it," said Connie. The evening was long enough for Keats to wake up from his nap and need to go outside. Ron lit a cigarette as he watched Keats look for the right spot. Connie said, "You really think I can do this?" "I'd trust Celeste all the way. She had motion sickness pretty bad." "But she doesn't get afraid of the ocean," said Connie. "You won't be afraid either," said Ron. "Althea Babel is starting a new rumor about you," said Connie. "Oh," said Ron. He saw Keats lift his leg. "You are guilty of ageism," said Connie. "I guess that's a step up from sexual harassment," said Ron.